The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, folks. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be different. You and I know that the mainstream media, you know, the president has called it fake news. Well, we know that there's fake news everywhere. In fact, this is off topic. Let me chase a quick rabbit. All of the reporting last night about the Iranian missiles that were fired towards the American base in Baghdad. CNN, of all people, this morning exposed that most of the reporting last night was false. Now, of course, they didn't say that anything they reported was false, but they mentioned several other news outlets other than themselves, and they said, well, you know, that was false, and that was false, and that was false. And I thought, this is really bizarre when we've got CNN exposing fake news. But anyway, the American public does not trust the media. Read any poll in the last 10 years, and it's getting worse. The American people don't trust NBC, CBS, CNN. They just don't trust the media. The Christian media, which is growing rapidly. Every day, I check out way over a dozen different news sites to bring stories to you. Every single day, I have a whole list of news sites that I check. And anymore, I have just about as many Christian news sites as I have secular, because they're popping up. There's all kinds of them there. And here's what's really sad to me. Sometimes, I don't want to say a lot of the time, but I will say, well, I will say many times, the Christian news sites are guilty of as much exaggeration, inaccurate reporting as the secular sites. And that's disturbing. Now, why did I go off on that little tirade? I've had several rants today. Well, because of this story, and I'm not going to name the news site, but it is a very prominent Christian news site. Headline: Hallmark to cut 400 jobs weeks after conservative boycott over kissing brides ads. Here's the story. Hallmark Cards Incorporated, the Missouri-based owner of the Hallmark Channel, that faced a boycott from conservatives last month for featuring ads of two kissing brides, announced plans Monday to cut 400 jobs from its global workforce, including 325 from their Kansas City-based headquarters. All right, now, I won't bore you with the rest of the story, but here's the bottom line. The headline and the first paragraph of the story implies a direct correlation between the boycott of conservatives when the Hallmark Channel featured the wedding planning organization and it featured two women kissing, two brides kissing. And I was upset, you were upset, and a couple of Christian family organizations called for a boycott. Now, that was just last month. Okay, that was December. If you read the rest of the article, and it's a six-page article in this Christian news site, there is not one shred of evidence that the so-called boycott from conservatives had anything to do with the 400 jobs that Hallmark is doing away with. There is no evidence whatsoever that there is any correlation at all. Is there a correlation? To be really honest, I doubt it. It was just last month. This just happened in December. It would be unbelievably shocking to see a boycott have that kind of impact on a major American company in that short a period of time. Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Is it probable? I don't think so. Now, why am I even bringing this to your attention? We're better than this. We in the Christian community are better than this. And when Christian news sites exaggerate or report inaccurate information, I think this is just unsubstantiated. It's just totally unsubstantiated. We destroy our credibility. Now, we know that the secular news sites no longer have credibility. We know that. But why should we follow in those footsteps? And that's why I'm so hard on the conspiracy sites, the far-right conservative sites that are involved in crazy, wacky, loony conservative conspiracy theories. Because we on the right should be better than that. We should be characterized by telling the truth. And that's one reason why I my phone lines are open every day. Now, on Friday, we really emphasize open phones. But on any day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if anyone in our audience, if any of you believe that I have reported something inaccurately, that I have twisted, I have exaggerated, any story that I have dealt with, please call me. Challenge me. That's why for the last year, especially, I have begged and pleaded with you to become a part of our social media family on Facebook and on Twitter. Because almost every single story that I report to you, almost everyone, Jeff on the other side of the glass has it immediately posted on Facebook and Twitter so you can read it for yourself. Now, I want you to have the information, but I also want you to hold me accountable. I am desperately concerned in dealing with truth. Now, if I'm giving you my opinion, I'll make that clear. And you will hear me often say, hey, folks, listen, I'm not an expert on this, but this is my opinion. And often I will say, hey, this is my opinion only. I just want you to know that. But if I am reporting facts, if I am reporting a story, it is important that I get the facts correct. And if I don't, I hope some of you care enough about me and this program that you will correct me. I have no problem with that. I have no problem being corrected. Because the last thing I want to do is to spread false information. That's not my desire. And so when a well-known Christian news agency prints a story like that, Hallmark to cut 400 jobs weeks after conservative boycott over kissing bride's ad. Now, they don't say it explicitly, but they are implying that this boycott somehow has caused 400 jobs to be cut at Hallmark. I doubt it. Now, if there is a boycott, I hope it gets Hallmark's attention. I hope they will change course and they will not attack traditional marriage. I hope and pray that it has that impact on Hallmark. I really, really do. But folks, let's deal with the truth. All right? Let's not exaggerate to prove our point and to make us look good. Let's just deal with the facts and let the truth be the truth. All right? At least try. That should be our goal for all of us. Well, I've sure had a lot of rants today, haven't I? Well, that's the end of that rant. We'll see what I can rant about when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And since we're talking about fake news, if you listen to the mainstream media, you will not hear a story about the horrible Australia brush fires. And it is terrible. A half billion animals have already died. I thought that can't be true. A half billion animals, but that's what we're reading out of Australia. 25 people have died. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres. It is a horrible tragedy in Australia. We thought that the brush fires in California were serious. It's just horrible. So I don't want to diminish how terrible this is, but you cannot hear a story on mainstream media about these fires in Australia without global warming, climate change, global warming. Well, climate change is not the culprit. You ready for this? So far, Australian authorities have arrested 183 people. 183 people on bushfire-related offenses. Listen to this. Quote, police in the state of Queensland have determined that arsonists lit 103 of the blazes. Let that sink in. 103 of these wildfire blazes that have caused so much damage, so much destruction, 25 deaths. 103 of them already are attributed to arsonists. 98 of those culprits have been identified. 67 of them are juveniles. Other local reports vary slightly, stating that police in Queensland picked up 101 people for setting fires, 32 adults, 69 juveniles, another newspaper reported. So there's some discrepancies about how many. But over 183 have been arrested, and just in the state of Queensland, they have evidence that 103 of the individual blazes were intentionally set. Not global warming, it's evil people. And then there is this. You may remember this story. You may. A little over 10 years ago, Glacier National Park, federal park, a little over 10 years ago, Glacier National Park put up several signs around the park that basically said, if you want to see the glaciers, you better look quickly, because by 2020, they will be gone. Remember that? Do you remember that? I reported on that a little over 10 years ago. The sign said, if you want to see the glaciers, you better see them now, because by the year 2020, they'll be gone. Guess what? It's 2020. Are the glaciers gone? Not exactly. Have they receded some? Some. But get this. And this is from CNN. Quote, the signs at Glacier National Park warning that its signature glaciers would be gone by 2020 are being changed. The signs in the Montana park were added a little over a decade ago to reflect climate change forecasts at the time by the U.S. Geological Survey. In 2017, the park was told by the agency that the complete melting of the glaciers was no longer expected to take place so quickly due to changes in the forecast model. In other words, they were wrong. The hysteria was wrong. Quote, but tight maintenance budgets made it impossible for the park to immediately change the signs. The most prominent placards at St. Mary's Visitor Center were changed last year. They say that the park is still waiting for budget authorization to update the other signs at the park. But the glacier warning isn't being removed entirely. Instead, the new signs will say, quote, when they will completely disappear depends on how and when we act. Now, I'm running out of time, but can I jump ahead? 10 years ago, U.S. government, the Geological Survey, said that they would be completely gone. The glaciers would be gone completely by 2020. That was 10 years ago. They are now saying they are absolutely certain, quote, they will be gone before the end of the century. They have gone from they're going to be gone in 10 years to we're pretty sure they'll be gone in 100 years. Yeah, they were only 90 to 100 years off in their estimate. That's all. Just 90 to 100 years. Is it any wonder that people question so often the scientific community? Hey, folks, have a great evening. Thanks for joining me. But please remember who, wherever you go, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.